Okay, Jonathan, it's second time lucky, or hopefully second time luckily. We're trying to get some audio with you. So you're here with Coach Sync. You've brought two games with you.
Yep.
Shu and Augmented Empire.
That's correct.
Do you want to give a quick overview of the two games?
Sure. So Shu is a 2.5D platformer available on PS4, PS Vita, Steam, and soon to be Switch, like you just announced there. And we're showing it on Switch here today. So in the essence of like old school 2D platformers, so think like Rayman, old school Donkey Kong, you've got quite some precision platforming to deal with. You've got lots of collectibles, you've got your collectathon there. Everyone likes to kind of go for that achievement hunter style thing, so 100%. As you go through each level, you'll encounter like a new cast of characters that you can kind of see on screen there. So she will give you your typical abilities of like navigation, so run, jump, and glide. And then other characters will give you stuff like the stomp ability, water walking, wall jump, which all just changes up the gameplay slightly enough to give you enough variation as you go through the game. You'll go through different like environments as well. So you'll start from a coastal-like environment, go through forests, go through canyons, even to like ruined environments and citadels at the same time. That was all the base game. After the base game, we did make an additional world, which is kind of like the Lost World of Shu kind of thing. And that allowed us to do more experimentation with character mashups. So there was presets, obviously, in the game. So you, like I said, water walking and wall jumping would go together. But we managed to come up with new combos, so different villagers team up to give you different powers to navigate the new environment, to once again offer the player a slightly different gameplay experience as well.
Okay, I think you said before about time trials and things in the game as well.
Yeah, so time trials is that secondary edge. It gives replayability, brings back user retention. So it works really nicely in the fact that we have leaderboards, so you can compete with friends online, you can compete with global leaderboards, local leaderboards. It allows us to run like time trial competitions at trade shows, and like all we do is set maybe a dev time occasionally, and like that can sometimes be a bit hard, but it brings people in, and then when they beat their time, like we see people come back, they just want to do better. So they've already won their t-shirt or whatever badge we're giving away on the day. Like, no, I just want to make my time better now, and it just shows that engagement, and it kind of shows the intensity it gets up as well.
Okay, great. Augmented Empire, this is your second game that you're demoing here today.
So
it's on Samsung Gear VR.
Yeah, that's correct. It's our third VR game. Prior to that, we did Esper 1 and Esper 2, which is a first-person puzzle game where you control things with your mind. So Augmented Empire is quite a stark contrast to something like Shu. So a pure gameplay-driven, like straight-up platformer. It's something you'll be familiar with yourself from like there's different iterations of them all time. However, Augmented Empire takes a more like tactical RPG approach with a narrative thread woven in between. So as you go through the game, you'll have pockets of exploration, pockets of story development, and you'll also have pockets of combat. And the combat's all kind of based on like stuff like from XCOM, so there's little bits of line of sight, there's different types of cover. You can build different loadouts, so you can upgrade your characters, give them new abilities and stuff as well as you go. You'll kind of start off like as a sole character, so that'll engage you in combat initially enough for you to understand the basics. Then obviously as you go, you'll recruit a new band of misfits as you go out through New Savannah to kind of take on the system. So.
Okay, there's quite a strong story in it, it seems.
Yeah, so it's kind of like in terms of the narrative where it's like you are at the top. So in this style, like I mentioned the citizen grade system, you are on the verge to ascension basically, to becoming that grade 10 kind of citizen. I don't want to spoil too much, but like kind of basically something kind of goes wrong, things go awry, and you kind of lose that credential. And it's kind of you kind of wanting to rebel against the system a little bit and kind of reestablish a new order. And you will encounter like different gangs, so the city is divided, like gangs take ownership of things, and then you've got the augments, which is kind of the main like kind of ecosystem of the game basically.
So you at Coach Sync Studios, you're based up in the northeast.
Yeah.
Is there quite a nice industry up there?
It is, yeah. So there's a good strong community there. We have like about, I'd say, three pockets. So it's like we're based in Sunderland. There's a nice pocket in Newcastle as well. So you've got like Reflection CCP, and then you've got there's a kind of Vertigo Labs, which is like an incubator for VR studios as well. And then in Middlesbrough, you've got like Sock Monkey and things like that. And what's nice to see is we all, like as a community, we all come together, we all know each other, and it's quite tight-knit, and then you get to share like kind of knowledge basically, which like you might have a problem someone's dealt with before, or you've worked on a platform someone's dealt with before as well, and you can kind of share that knowledge with each other.
Thank you, Jonah. Where else can people find out about Coach Sync and your games?
So you can find us on Twitter at Coach Sync, and you can also find a Twitter page for Shu at Shu the Game and at Augmented Empire. That's where you'll find the latest updates about the games themselves and our company as we go at large.
Great, thank you very much, Jonathan.
No problem, thanks a lot.